I swear I didn't know who you were when I crossed you. I swear I left it all behind. I swear I didn't hold it all against you, but I just couldn't take it off my mind.
I choked on the intro.
All right, take two.
You just take two.
I was like,
welcome podcast.
As soon as I hit record, I was just like, wait, how do I start this again?
Why did I push record?
Why?
What's right? Redo.
It's a mulligan. All right.
Yeah, one do-over.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Demogus podcast.
Just make noises and they won't notice.
Just clap my hands. So yeah, welcome back to the Team Mongoose podcast. This is episode number, I don't remember, 30 billion.
30 billion.
40. We're on, 40. Wow, podcast 40. Look at that.
4-0.
I knew that before. Anyways. Big ol' 4-0, midlife crisis. So that means we're going to be stopping at like 80. Because we're just going to die. This should have been an Edward 40 Ants podcast.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I got naked juice.
Screw it up.
I have coffee.
I got Crown.
Whatever you're drinking, tape it to your hands.
I do. Mm-hmm. I have a roll of duct tape next to me. I could make this happen.
Okay. I like where this is going.
When you hear the nice rip of duct tape, you just know the party's about to start.
It takes me back.
Yep.
That's so back. Good.
Get a duct tape, a party pack of whatever that drug is again.
The first cut into syrup. The first piece of construction paper.
Oh, that's good.
Just like that rip.
So how's your guys' week been?
Hectic.
Hectic? Why hectic?
Yeah, I've been working all week.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been doing a lot of early mornings.
Yeah.
It's unlike you.
And then they call me. They're like, hey, so take the day off tomorrow. And I was like, yay! And then they call me on my day off. And they're like, hey, can you come close the store?
Call you back. JK, get the fuck in here.
Dumbass. Can't believe you fell for that.
Totally fell for it.
Just like, ooh. Got me good.
So we released our... our very first team play on Machinima Realm last Monday, too.
Or this Monday.
And it is doing phenomenal. It is doing
fantastic. Aside from all the Nova crap.
That was pretty funny, I think.
I still don't know who Nova is, but...
Uber Hacks or Nova. He's one of Sly's friends.
Size pals.
Yeah. Apparently him and some guy named Spoon, who I don't know either.
I don't know who that is.
They did a let's play of the elevator mod, but that was it. Like, it was just like a straight LP. It wasn't cut up or anything. It was just them playing the mod.
Oh, from start to finish?
Yeah, that was it, you know? And so I don't know. It's just another one of those things. It's like, how can you compare the two types of videos? Like, I guess people thought that, you know, oh, he already did overmod old gay fake, you know, photoshopped. So
Simpsons did it.
Yeah, so all that
Simpsons
shit.
Did it.
But it's cool. You know, I don't mind. You know, it's just like any other game, you know.
I don't even know how people like, I saw it on Kotaku and I was like, yo, Dwight, we gotta play this, man.
Yeah.
And you're like, yo, I'm down, let's do it. And there was the video.
Someone sent it to me on my fan page, and I'll admit, I kind of shrugged it off at first. I was just like, oh, okay, thanks for the recommendation. I'll check out the video. And I looked at it, and I was like, I don't understand what this is. And then, Alex, you brought it back up, and then I re-looked at it, and I was like, well, that could be fun, you know? And so, thank you for however...
So it was.
Suggested it first off. You get the credit because it was in my brain before Alex even mentioned it.
Good job.
And
we don't know who you are, but
so yeah, we don't. I'm not subscribed to Nova. I don't watch his videos. There's no reason why I shouldn't. You know, I just
yeah. It's just more of a.
I don't have time to subscribe to any more people. That's it. My subscription list is full. Sorry.
Ended with Ego Raptor, and that was it.
I subbed to Ego Raptor, and then I just watch the videos he likes, and that's it. Which is a crazy new thing that this whole new YouTube layout thing has kind of inspired, is that if you comment, like, or favorite anything, like, if you just click on my name or whoever's name, it'll show you their activity that they've been doing, you know, of right. what videos they liked and what videos they favorited and stuff. And the two people I look at most off is Ego Raptor and Mega64. Because they both just find the weirdest fucking videos ever. And you guys remember that one Bill Gates video I showed where he like jumped over the ladder and it played
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I found that from Mega64. And most of the cartoon stuff is from Ego Raptor, and it's good stuff. So fine. Yeah.
Shit.
Venus.
Notice he favorites a lot of the stuff that's about him.
Who?
Ego Raptor.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, there's a lot of, you know, things out there that he helps with too. You know, yeah. He draws like a lot of things too.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'll go on Ego Raptor's feed and like you check out any of those videos and it's always like Ego Raptor or prepare Ego Raptor fans or something like that. You know, because it's just gonna get flooded.
I like Ego Raptor. He has a unique sense of humor.
Yeah. He definitely has our sense of humor.
Definitely. Something we can get to.
Yeah.
Get him on this podcast.
Yeah. Oh, I think he's on the tester right now for PlayStation.
He is.
Yeah.
So. And he was nowhere in the trailers, dude. He was there once when he ran up to a guy and said, "Sup, bro?" And like hugged him. Yeah,
like
that was it.
Different remixes of that.
Yeah, and that was the only thing that you see on there. So he's probably gonna get booted within like the first week or two.
Think about how
reality shows work. Those types of things. The only people that stay are the people that cause the most drama. You know,
yeah, because that's the most. There's
a fine line where you gotta cause enough drama to where you're interesting to be filmed, but not enough to piss every fucking person off in there to vote you out. You
think
know?
Jersey Shore.
Mm.
Jersey Shore is not like a vote off.
Why?
You just compared. Yeah, you compared a video
Jersey Shore. You're going too far.
You never go full Jersey, bro.
Whoa, bro.
You compared a video game reality TV show to Jersey Shore.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, Jersey Shore's not even.
Honestly, really surprised.
Yep.
It's not even a show where you vote people out.
It's just a bunch of idiots.
Yeah,
exactly.
But guys fucking each other.
And girls watching.
They're completely different.
Bunch of guys and dogs.
Dogs and
booze. I don't think that's the same show.
Isn't that what that Snooki thing is? Isn't that a dog?
Yeah.
Could be.
It's a thing. It's a mix of
I thought it was.
We know what it's not, and it's not a human. So yeah. We can start there.
Well, then it just needs to die.
Okay.
We need to kill it and dissect it for science.
I don't think there's anything we can learn from it.
No, we gotta take it to the bottom.
Well, we're not going to learn anything by keeping her alive.
So what do we have to lose?
Yep.
Nothing.
The only thing we learned about is to not let it happen again.
Well, you guys heard that they apparently stopped her and JWoww, I think, from filming another show in Jersey. Like the mayor put a ban on them or something. They were trying to get permission to film like another show, and the mayor's like, "No, no, we hardly want you now."
Get out of my office.
It's kind of funny. They gave one of the guys on there that he's getting his own little spinoff thing.
Is it the situation?
No, it's no, it's the guy. Dude with the crazy hair, the fucking blowout thing.
That
DJ guy.
I don't know. Call him crazy hair.
Crazy hair.
Old crazy hair.
Douchebag number three.
So crazy hair is getting a spinoff.
Okay, cool. Get it? Because it's a DJ spinoff?
Shut up.
So, you guys know about that whole U-Draw thing from THQ?
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Nope.
Did you hear how much it has bombed?
It sounds how much it bombed.
Well, it's for those who don't know, it's a it's basically a tablet peripheral for your what is it, the Wii, right?
Yeah, it's for the Wii.
Where you just draw shit. Like I know Mystery Guitar Man did like a little I don't even know, commercial thingy for it. He did a video about it promoting it. That's what it is, promotion. And I guess that did not help it at all. It didn't kill it, but it didn't help it at all, because they're sitting on 1.4 million unsold copies of UDraw.
Wow.
And
guess we got no choice but to launch them to the moon now.
That's 1.5 million peripherals, tablets, just hanging out, you know, not doing nothing.
Well, they're inanimate objects.
Being there.
Well, you know, they could be doing that's very magical, you know.
Thing was as bad as the what's it called, Tony Hawk's little ride board, skateboard, whatever thing.
Tony Hawk ride,
which it kind of makes me sad, because when I was a little kid, those tablet things that you hook up to your TV were fucking amazing. Everybody had one of those,
for the 90s.
You weren't a cool kid unless you had one of those,
And now it's like they have one for the Wii, which Wii is catered towards kids, and nobody wants that. And it's because it's not
3D.
It's not Gears War, Modern Warfare.
It's not
Modern Warfare, Modern Tablet Warfare Gears.
Modern Gear Tablet
kids
3.
Kids today. Goddamn kids today. Tell you what, my nephew's 7, and he's already playing Halo Reach like he's MLG.
Jump shot, no
good. On my level.
Talking bad shit, you suck. Get off Xbox Live, bitch. Like, whoa, what the fuck? Kid doesn't even own an Xbox, and he somehow...
He's better than you at everything.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? I thought I was good.
They're learning.
That was your first mistake, thinking that you were good. No matter how good you are, there's always a 7-year-old who's better than you.
I can hold my own against, like, say, Sniper Goo, and Sniper Goo's good at the game.
Oh, you're still talking about Halo.
Sniper Goo's not a 7-year-old.
I know. I could play against, like, my generation, you know what I mean? Put me up against a little kid, I'll get fucked.
Put me against an 11-year-old, I'm fucked.
Kids today are something else.
They're those whack pits all over the microphone, you're just like, oh, shit. Oh, right.
Fucking kid. Who is this guy? He's so good. Get off the game, Noob!
Mom! Mom! Don't unplug my Xbox, Mom! No! My first time playing! No!
Disconnect.
So, let's talk a little bit more about this. The gamer who died in Taipei Internet Cafe, and then 9 hours later, someone finally notices that they're dead.
Yeah, so this guy dies in an internet cafe, and 9 hours later, somebody found him.
All right, good story.
End of story.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yep, perfect.
All right, what's next on the list, Dwight?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how this person died. I didn't read that much into the story. I just read the title and figured, all right, save that one.
Probably. What if they were so fat that they had a heart attack, but that their fat held them in like a sitting position, that they didn't like slump over, they just like stayed in a static position?
And then the air from his fat folds made it sound like he was saying,
like he was talking to someone.
The air escaping the inside of his body.
Call that the Bender condition.
So they thought he was just winning, you know?
Initial police reports indicate he may have died due to cardiac arrest brought on by blood clots.
What the fuck is a blood clot? And he had a heart attack. I told you.
What's a blood clot?
Blood clot is like... Well, I guess you don't have to be fat for that to happen, but it's just when the blood clots up and then no blood.
Due to a combination of cold temperatures, exhaustion, and lack of movement.
Wow.
You had plenty of that there.
No, yeah, that's what can happen when you're on a plane if you don't move your legs for a long time. Like when you're on a long plane ride, they tell you to get up and walk around every so often because you can get actually like blood clots in your legs and you can end up dying because they can go to your heart and stuff and plug up veins in your heart.
I'm never flying again.
Then you die.
Yeah.
Never flying, never driving. Just walk everywhere.
Just walk everywhere.
Apparently he was playing League of Legends, which I find hard to believe that he wasn't moving a lot, because people who play that are intense as shit.
So the point of this story is that League of Legends will kill you. Yes, that's what I'm getting from.
Don't ever play LoL. You will die. Yeah.
So glad I haven't.
And games like these, just they don't surprise me anymore because you're constantly hearing about stories from like Korea or whatever where somebody's playing a game so long that they die or that they neglect their children and they die and it's
forgot to feed their.
I
baby.
Like the fact that I think it was China had boot camps to help kids.
Gold farm,
like, yeah. No, 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 not that. I'm talking about boot camps for kids who were addicted to WoW. Like, would send them to this place to rid them of their addiction to WoW.
That's Chinese terrible. People.
And, like, there was one where a kid actually...
They made shit.
While they were, while the kid was there, one of them left. He broke out of this place. Like, it was, like, a minimal security, like, camp. He broke out of it, went home, and was playing WoW to check on his auction house stuff. I completely understand like the behind, you know, the theory of being addicted and stuff because you spend hours if not days and weeks on these games, you know, to get to a certain level of virtual respect. I don't know.
Well, it's not even just respect. Like wow,
serious real it's, respect.
Remember like Farmville? That was an ordeal.
It's still here.
Yeah,
Farmville's not gone.
Well,
you can't
say
remember.
I guess we know where to send Jose.
so yeah, to check my farm.
Yeah, I was just there, bro. I checked on your pigs.
Oh, thank God.
They're all right.
They're dead.
Damn
all
it.
Of them. I didn't say I helped them. I just said I checked up on them.
I set fire to them more like, but whatever.
One thing I did notice is that I've talked to a few people now. Robert, including in this set, they have stopped playing WoW to play Star Wars, but they kind of reinvented the way they play MMOs now to where when they go to Star Wars, now they're doing it only maybe once or twice out of the week. They're playing the game once or twice out of the week.
Well, the thing is, because now we're all playing with other people, and it's like if the other person is not there, then we don't play.
Well, no, this is like even for people who are lone wolves in the game. I mean, that applies for our group of friends, but I'm saying like I've talked to other people who came from a very serious WoW background who played for like the last 4 or 6 years, and they stopped and play Star Wars now, but they play it much more slow. Like they're taking their time, and they realize that if they get into the habit of playing it every single day or going crazy with it, that they're just going to fall in the same infinite loop as they were before.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. I like that a lot. I like the fact that people are now kind of like taking a step back and like, whoa, wait a second.
Whoa,
hold
there,
on,
cowboy.
All right.
Hold on.
Need to slow down. All right. It's cool and all. Good, cool game. Love it a lot, you know. Star Wars, boo-boo, you know, but...
Star Wars, boo-boo.
That's exactly how it is. You guys don't play, but me and Terry, we know. It's just people rolling around going, pew-pew, pew-pew-pew.
Everyone won't shut up.
They won't shut up. It's getting to be annoying now. me and Terry, we have a lot of fun in that game. Like I was
have fun with things that aren't supposed to be fun.
like driving sideways. Like
driving sideways.
If I was just to tell you guys, like driving sideways is fun as shit. What you that doesn't seem funny, right? But me and Terry are on our speeders, our go-kart moped things, and going sideways in that game is just as fast as going forward, like straight. So, there's times where me and Terry will just cruise through town, like, in formation, going sideways through town.
Blowing
people. Hey, guys.
Just blowing people's minds. And
oh, shit. I'm a sideways race.
Like, we just come up with, like, these stories of just, we just see some random guy who's, like, watches us go by. And, like, what if he's just like, man, how are they doing that?
These guys are badass.
Whoa, look out. We got a badass over here.
We'll never be as cool as those guys.
Yeah, and I just want to get a massive group of people and just go sideways in formation throughout a town and just see if anybody says anything.
The sideways squad.
Yeah.
Okay, look at all those guys driving sideways.
Nobody wants to say anything. Just do it
just
because
running
it's normal.
By, you see their heads like turn towards you like, what the fuck?
Let's go say something.
Hey, hey, yeah. Jim, you see this? Yeah, what the fuck?
We should say something to him.
So, there's a... We Republic just doesn't exist.
No.
In Star Wars.
And our server especially.
Yeah, especially our server. I think it was, what, 80% to 20 or something?
It's bad.
Yeah, and, bad. Like, we're level 30, I'm 30, you're 32? 33?
Yeah, 32.
32, and that's about halfway through. Max level is 50. We have seen one Republic, and it was in Tatooine. That was just not too long ago. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with Star Wars, Tatooine is it's a sandy place. There's just dunes and shit everywhere. And we were out, and we saw this one Republic go over the sand dune. We're like, oh shit, there's a Republic!
Get him!
And so we chased it. We went for him, and as soon as we went over the dune, he was gone. He disappeared.
They gotta get good at hiding in that game.
Yeah, it's a fucking mirage, dude.
It's a PvP server.
And I was telling Robert that story yesterday, and he told me that him and Jacob only came across one as well.
It's probably the same guy.
They ganked.
Just run close to Empire people. And, oh, nope, gone.
Nope.
Fast travel home.
Close enough for the you ultimate to see troll. Him, and then he disappears.
Yeah. Well, apparently they ganked the guy. They killed him in like two hits, and they said it was very lackluster. And they're like, well, that's it.
It was just... They got to rename the game. Yeah. Find the Republic.
Destroy the Republic.
See if Where's you can find the anyone Republic?
So it's basically just worthless to play on PvP servers there unless you're going Republic. Because then you'll have just worst.
People to fight.
Yeah, you won't be able to train at all.
Be in the shit constantly.
The only way you're going to see the enemy is if you actually queue up for PvP. You won't see him in the world.
Yeah. And so... It's very interesting to see that. Also, the whole phenomenon of people rolling Empire and being on and going light side. What was that?
Empire, I'm gonna be good.
What?
Yeah,
I'm gonna be a good Imperial.
You know, I'm gonna fix this, right? Sith has a very bad
Empire around.
Yeah,
no, Darth Vader. I like your whole economic strategy, but I'm just not really feeling the whole dark side thing, you know.
Darth Vader doesn't exist right now, dumbass.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, 3,000 years before that. But,
The whole bit the thing I'm not bored with.
It's gonna make a difference.
Yeah, he's like, you know what, Sith have a bad rap. I'm gonna change that. I'm gonna make them nice guys.
I'm gonna show them what we can really do.
They're already the good guys. They gotta be so good that it makes the Republic look bad.
Well, there's so many of us. It's like
strategy.
We're the good guys just by because we say so. Our way is law now.
Say anything, I'll freaking kill you.
There is no good or bad. There is only Empire.
There is only Empire.
Just have a picture of like Terry's face on a poster. Just all over.
Oh, I am way more evil than Terry. Terry's all bitching about not being evil because he doesn't want to look ugly. Gruffy want to be ugly.
That's why
Terry is the poster boy. He's beautiful.
Right.
He is. He's very pretty for an Empire person.
He's the face of the Empire.
I'm an agent. Like, yep. I'm not a Force user. That doesn't make sense to me to have all these veins and shit in my face, and I don't even do any of that.
I don't even shoot lightning, man.
I'm not magic. I'm just a guy.
Gruffy's magic.
You're the guy the rest of the Empire looks up to.
Yeah, Robo Gruffy.
Nobody knows about Robo Gruff yet. They only know regular Gruff.
Yeah, we gotta come up with a new video to show off Robo Gruff.
Robo Gruff crushes his enemies.
Apparently, me and Robert, like, not only are we the same race and class, he's a cyborg too. he has the robo chin and one cybernetic eye, and I got both cybernetic eyes because Gruffy needed the help. He needed bifocals, and said, "You know what? Fuck it."
Well, I have one, but you could have two.
Just go full robo eyes.
He found out he needed glasses, so he decided, fuck it, just remove the eyes and get robo.
There's no way I'm wearing bifocal glasses. Take my eyes out.
There's no way I'm wearing glasses. I don't want to look like a bear.
Switch DIs. Get him out of there.
All right, so Spencer, you you posted a story here, and I think we should talk about that.
I just like the title. I clicked on it because of the title. It says, "Storage units are not appropriate burial sites."
Huh. Who would have thought?
All right.
Really?
Okay. Let's see where this goes.
Well, got to change my ways.
What do you think you did wrong there?
I don't know, maybe putting your 95-year-old mother's body in a unit.
And it was left there. The dead body was left there for 17 years.
What?
Wow.
Yep.
Well,
that's incredible.
Yeah, and it said, what did it say? The body actually would have stayed there if the manager of the unit hadn't been about to auction off the contents. Yeah. So could you imagine? I mean, I know some of us watch Storage Wars.
Yep.
Some of us. You mean all of us?
Does everyone watch it?
Everyone. Yeah.
Everyone.
Yep.
That just made me curious.
50 bucks for that dead body.
Come on, right now. 50 bucks.
I think we can get about $100 for this body. It's a good deal.
No, 50 bucks.
Smells good. It smells good.
Fun to get it.
I say that about 17 years old.
I got a good feeling about this storage unit.
This dead body's about 17 years old.
A lot of good luck in here.
Vintage quality about it.
This dead body's about 100 years old. It's from ancient Egypt, probably. I'm going to go get it checked out.
Body going today. Really, they're hot.
I know a guy that wants bodies. He's going to love this one.
We'll have to get an expert down here to find out the exact age of this body.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Well, it says they were. I guess they were taken. They were taking her to a funeral home or something.
And then they're like,
and then they saw the storage rooms, and they're like, "Yeah, it's just good enough."
Let's save a few grand.
I just woke up the next
go
day.
To Vegas.
Like, I feel like I was supposed to take something.
Let's go to Vegas instead.
Got all this money we didn't spend. Let's go to Vegas.
Now the question is, did they put her in a coffin? Or did they just, lay her there?
No, what does it say?
It said
she had been placed in a sensible box within the unit. I'm not sure what it's sensible
what
box
constitutes.
That's not a coffin.
Yeah,
that's not a casket.
It's a cardboard box.
It's a refrigerator
box. I was just about to say a refrigerator box.
Sensible.
So they used the word sensible. So did the cop see it and be like, you know what, that's a sensible choice.
Okay,
that's good.
Out of all the things wrong with this, keep someone this box, in. Okay.
See, in my head, I picture her propped up against the wall in the corner. Yeah.
I would have posed her. I would have posed her like a scarecrow, so if anybody comes in, she's like, put some LEDs in her eyes.
I would have put a rocking chair in there and just have her sit there and just rock back and forth.
Make some security system.
Make some kind of fucking mechanical thing to keep it rocking forever and ever.
Just open up the storage unit and see a dead body on a rocking chair. Close it up real quick. They're like, I didn't see anything. I'm going to the Olive Garden.
Nope, fuck this. I'm out.
A rope to the garage door, so when they open it, it starts moving.
Yeah. Do a Ferris Bueller Day Off thing where it has responses, hooked up to a tape recorder or something.
If you haven't noticed this body's dead, please flip the tape to side B.
That's terrible.
Evening. If you have come across my storage device, my storage unit, that means I am dead.
Just a couple guys. Hey, what's behind this? I don't know. Let's see. Opens it up real quick. Sees a dead body. Closes it up super fast. Well, what'd you see? Nothing. Nothing.
I would have put her. You should put her in the rocking chair and then give her some crochet needles and pretend that she was like crocheting something, so she looked like she died just rocking in the chair making sweater vests or something.
Okay, dearie. It's cold outside. Take one of these.
Oh, it sure is cold in here. Better knit myself a scarf. We shouldn't be talking ill of the dead.
No, that's terrible.
Well, we're already going to hell. We've already done.
No.
Go, I'm not.
Maybe you are. I'm not.
So, Whitey, you posted a very interesting story too. That
again, the title just really caught me. Is it airplane food finally kills somebody? Who would have thought? Now all the jokes make sense.
apparently the food was infected.
American Airlines. Like, American Airlines needs any more trouble.
Yeah.
They do.
Yep. After that whole, you know, thing.
Continue.
That's a badass name for a culinary company. Skychefs.
But yeah, so apparently there's a $1 million lawsuit specifically. I would have went for more, but
oh yeah,
of course.
How much are you gonna sue us for?
$1 million.
You and settle for a decent amount.
Apparently, they claim was infected with a, I guess, bacteria that kills you. Would have thought.
It's standard.
It could have happened to anybody.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. All right, this is water under the table. All right, just fuck it.
Listen, yeah, this is gonna happen to anybody. How do I make this go away?
It's $50.
I give $50 right now. The whole thing goes away.
Sue Shy. They're gonna sue Sky Chefs for crimes against humanity.
He arrived dead to his destination after suffering a cardiac arrest. I guess you could say.
They deny it. They said, no, we didn't even touch that food.
We didn't make it.
We didn't even know where that food
came from.
We just put our name on
it. I could just see their representative just standing there with his hands up, like, no, didn't touch it, bro.
Not Wayne.
Like, it's personally his fault, and he's like, nope. I didn't do it.
So, I want to show you guys this right here. This story on here. Man, Kotaku just has some really awesome stories right now. The title of this one is like, hey, let's not play the choking game.
Yeah, I've heard this one.
And apparently, the choking game, which I'm going to read this word for word here. For the uninitiated, the choking game, which also goes by other terrifying names such as the fainting game, pass out, and space monkey, which is awesome name for a game. apparently, you could do it alone or with friends. Basically, you choke yourself or have someone else choke you, stick a plastic bag over your head, tie a string around your neck, or hyperventilate. And apparently, it's so easy that only an idiot could or would do it. And
this just doesn't sound like my idea of fun. Like,
this has been around for a while.
Because it cuts off circulation to the brain,
mm-hmm.
So it gets you high.
Yeah, you have a few seconds of feeling euphoric, and it's free. It's free.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, sure, you can die, but come on.
Come on.
You want to be cool, don't you?
But it's totally safe.
You want to be cool, don't you, Spencer?
Huh?
You want to be cool, don't you?
Heck yeah.
Yeah. All the kill kids doing.
Just put this plastic bag over your head and tie this belt around your neck.
Oh, okay.
The bag is a space helmet.
Yes, we're playing Space Monkey.
Space
Monkey. Come on, let's go to space.
I'm going to take you to the moon.
Oh, no, I can't breathe.
Dumb as shit, dude.
Yeah,
so
like...
You're space, idiot.
Apparently, this is happening in college a lot. Like, college.
Yeah.
But
people
dying
or people doing it?
No, people are dying, yes, but the people in college are doing it. People who are old enough to be smart enough, people who are smart enough to be in college, first off, are doing this retarded game. And anybody that's been to school ever knows that cutting, you know, air off to the brain kills brain cells.
You don't have to go to school
to know. Hey, you do, Terry. All right. Right, you gotta know that not breathing is a bad thing for your brain.
Not breathing, period, is a bad thing.
That's just a bunch of religious.
Hey, prove that.
All right, go ahead, play Space Monkey. See how that turns out.
I have the high score on Space Monkey.
You have a grand old time, and you're gonna be sitting there by yourself.
I wish I was doing that.
I like the first sentence in that story. College kids do a lot of dumb shit. Well, yeah, okay, I'll keep reading.
Very true.
You got me hooked. Keep going.
Yeah.
Bring it home.
Okay, so apparently Whitey found a picture of the box that lady was stored in.
Box. Yeah,
nice. It looks like a coffin, you know?
That's a nice little
It's like
trunk.
A very long trunk, yeah.
It looks like a trunk. Like,
hey, wonder what's in there. Oh,
those
body.
Old style chests that people have lots of things in.
Oh man, a body sized chest. I wonder what's
hey,
in here.
Hey, this looks like it's 17 years
threw
old.
A microwave and the TV in there for her. That was nice.
So this gives it a little more light because she's now a hoarder. Before it
oh, yeah.
So you know, you tell her, you say she's a hoarder. Oh, she's gonna keep a lot of dumb shit. That other story what? Didn't
like
say that.
Like a body.
Say it didn't say she was a hoarder, so it's not as understandable.
Oh, we get it now.
Still nasty. Still wrong.
I can't throw mom away.
I need her.
Her later.
What if I need her later? That's the real question.
Mom.
Oh,
Mama. Mommy.
What if she went there and, like, vented to her, like if she was having a real bad day at work or whatever, it's like, oh man,
I really have
I'm gonna go see mom real quick. Just go over there, just like, mom, I had the worst day.
Happy birthday, mom.
What happened?
We gotta stop talking over each other, guys.
What?
Yeah, we gotta stop talking over each other.
Yeah.
It's happening way too much. This is why five people was too many for a podcast.
Move away from the dead woman story, please.
Yeah. Joke.
All right, let's go back and play Space Monkey.
Most of the details.
Oh, you want to play Space Monkey later?
You know
yes.
It. Take me to fucking outer space.
Going first.
So apparently, back on the Star Wars front, it's doing extremely well for a new MMO. It's top 2 million.
Star Wars, that prints money.
Yeah, but 2 million copies since the launch, and 1.7 million are active daily users.
Nice.
And we're actually not in that that category there. We're not active daily users, so we're in that
on every other day just to point, send my people to crap.
Yep.
In other news, World of Warcraft subscriptions are down.
They are actually a lot, but I think 2 million users. I'm not even joking. I think the actual number is they've lost 2 million people. But they're still doing just fine. Like, they're doing great.
Yeah, but see, now you've got Diablo 3 about to come out, and that's just going to shoot right back
up. They have Diablo 3, and they have the other MMO they're working on.
And, well, the thing is, Diablo 3 is not a threat. That's still Blizzard. So they're not losing anything.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying.
They're making,
that lost.
Yeah, Blizzard's making.
Yeah, but that's awesome, though. I'm very glad to see that it's doing well. So hopefully we'll see more expansions and shit coming out for it.
Well, they already did their, what was it, the 1.1 update,
mm-hmm.
like a whole new Flashpoint.
Flashpoint, yeah. Which is good. I like that. I hope they keep that up.
I'm pretty sure there was another big one coming. I don't know.
Speaking of updates, what is all this about Battlefield happening next week?
Still don't know.
No, apparently, go for it, Terry. This is your
the
realm.
The what's it called? The 2.15 thing? That's Battlefield, though. That's not Battlefield.
So
that's their site thing.
Battlefield did announce something though. Apparently, there's rumor of DLC.
Yeah. And then for Battlefield next week, supposedly at some event in New York, they will be announcing the next DLC thing, which is going to be
announcing.
All American Pack, which
is
all the maps
rumored to be
place.
All. American?
The rumor is all the maps are going to take place in America, like in New York and Miami and big major. American cities.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah,
let's go fuck up Miami.
Yeah.
That place sucks.
Yeah, fuck Miami.
See Alex in there. He's like, don't shoot.
You know what's something that I found that's funny that a little coincidental about this hoarder story? This lady lives in Florida, Alex, and her last name is Bunch.
Yeah, I didn't want to say any of that, but...
No, we could. Well, I mean, everybody knows Alex's name is Bunches.
Yeah.
So, look at the hat. Do you know this lady? Is that your aunt?
Aunt
Bunch. That's her name, Aunt Bunch.
Bunch. I'd like to point out that my real name doesn't have Bunches in it.
It does now.
You're late. We're killer now.
It's okay. When that update comes out, we can all hide in my house.
All right.
My house.
And if you so happen to see one of my relatives running around, feel free to put a bullet in them.
Just ignore them.
Feel free to run them over with a
put them in a storage unit.
Yeah.
See how they like it.
Hmm.
Well, I can't wait for that. I'm excited for more Battlefield stuff.
Yeah. I'm excited to play it more.
See, you get excited for like a day, and then you'll play it, and then that's it.
I played like 3 days in a row, I think, at one point last week or something.
Ooh.
That was pretty good for me. Okay. All right. That's a step up.
That even happened. We're all like, "Oh, this is amazing." Better record this because it won't happen again for a
Never
long time.
See it again.
And we did. And I found a helicopter.
And you got your wings that day.
No,
my rotors.
not that day. Maybe another day, an upcoming day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what? We got nothing else to talk about? What's going on? Everybody's hitting
all
five.
Super Bowl?
Oh, is that this weekend?
Super excited. Or
is it next weekend?
Mm-hmm. Super Bowl.
Football.
Okay. Well, that's a really good thing to talk about on our podcast.
Say
sports.
Football over and over.
Football. Perfectly good game.
Football. Two teams getting some touch field downs.
That's
the feet getting downs.
Yeah.
Gravity
now.
So
down.
I found this story on Kotaku. I'm just hanging out on Kotaku right now.
I always thought it'd be funny if we did a Team Mogu's plays of Madden.
That would be funny.
Us running around going football.
That'd just be us, like, okay, yeah. The first 2 minutes is football over and over, and then after that, it's like, how do we? What's what is Hail Mary? Hail Mary!
Oh, I caught it.
Go long.
just go long as we're like running back.
I'm pretty good at sports games. I like to, if it's a football game, I'll just tackle. Just even if the guy doesn't have the ball, I'm gonna tackle him.
Hey, come here.
That's what was
just to run and tackle the quarterback while no one's guarding.
That's what's fun about that blitz game is because it's so stylized that like all the tackles and stuff are crazy and like you could tackle people during cutscenes. Yeah.
Oh,
turned into like WWE Madden. That's what it is.
Red road.
I like this Farmville thing on Kotaku. It says, Facebook cares about your stupid farm. And
but I still don't.
I might.
Apparently, they generate enough revenue through Farmville with their relationship with Zynga that if Zynga was to go down under, they would lose a lot of money. Like, they would be harmed if Farmville was gone. So, congratulations, all those fucking housewives that are just fucking playing Farmville. I don't even know.
Make some dinner, do something.
Single-handedly funding Facebook.
Yeah. And apparently Facebook's IPO is going public or something soon, or today, or already has.
I think it was sometime this week.
Yeah, but the thing with that is that wouldn't that be a bad stock choice to go into? Because Facebook already has a third of the world population part of it. Like, how much bigger can it get?
Yeah.
You know, so do you see any growth in Facebook at this point?
Two more thirds.
There's two more thirds. Well, those two thirds don't have internet. I'll tell you that much. I feel like if you're paying, you know, millions of dollars for shares of Facebook, you're not going to see a big return out of that. Because it's already there. Like, you want to invest in stuff when it's blowing up. Like, right before it does, you know? Or investing in a company before, like, they release a major game or something. Then you make tons of money and you're good to go. I don't know. Seems like a stupid idea to me.
Yeah.
Man, I get rich. Me.
Me.
Finder's fee.
Finder's fee. Dumbass.
Shut up.
Ooh.
So, Alex, did you read any more into that story about Sony bleeding money?
Not really, because they've been, like you said, they've been bleeding money for a while now.
Since the PS3 came out. They were losing like $400 on each system when it first
came out. They showed off that 24-inch TV with the PlayStation logo on it. That's just tugging at straws right there.
I did not move of desperation. I did not see that. What is this?
On it, last year in E3, they unveiled a 24-inch 3D TV with a PlayStation 3 logo on it.
Was it built into the TV?
It is a TV. That's all it is. It's a 3D TV with the PS.
That's already out.
Like, it doesn't say Sony on the TV.
Is that
like
the one that you guys sell, Terry, at GameStop?
Yeah.
Okay. So see, it's just a TV. It's not a PS3 built into a TV?
No, it's just a TV.
It's a 3D TV.
With the PS3 logo on
it. It comes with, like, Resistance 3 or something like that. And then the 3D glasses. Like, the only big deal about it is
Resistance
3. It has that simul view or whatever.
Oh, that if you're playing co-op split screen, it actually splits the screen so that when you have your glasses
on. You'll have two glasses, and
on
one person's glasses, they'll see only their screen, and on the other person's glasses, they'll see only their screen. So it's not like split. It's like you see different things.
It sounds so awesome, but I bet it's just horrible.
Yeah.
That does sound
actually,
cool,
somebody
though.
Returned it because they like really had a problem with it, like... It's really bright and it hurts their face when they.
It burns their face when they turn it on.
This has been burning my face.
I just had like a problem looking at it for
my money back.
It's like I'm looking into the sun.
Stop interrupting Terry.
I just imagine him sitting there with his glasses on, his controller in his hand. He's like,
just like smoke coming out of his eyes.
I am on! I'm having a good time!
Just returns it to GameStop. Hey, I want to return this because it melted my face.
The glass is melted. I don't know what happened.
I think I can take this back.
Just turns it on so he could show you. See, look, burns his face, his friend's face off. Ah! See, I told you.
Really great. My God. It looks amazing. Turn it off.
That's so bad.
I'm reading a little bit more into this whole Sony bleeding money type of thing. And for the fourth year in a row, Sony is in the red. They posted an annual loss of $2.9 billion. And,
How is it still there?
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if this is the fourth year where they're losing billions, how much money do they have?
Yeah.
Because
Sony, they have a lot of money.
Yeah, I guess so.
They got that stuff stored up.
Yeah, the Ridge Racer guy is now the CEO of Sony, so...
Good for
fucking
him.
Fucking everything up.
Oh, I would think that they got rid of the last CEO if they're bleeding this much money. I don't know what he's planning to do, but whatever. Probably just make a bunch of commercials of him going, Ridge Racer!
Now in 3D.
Now in 3D.
I can imagine that guy driving like a little go-kart around the building, like taking it into elevators and stuff like that. Like running errands and stuff, just running around, driving a little go-kart around. Shows up to meetings on a go-kart.
Just yelling down the hallway, Ridge Racer!
Drifting around cubicles.
Now in 3D.
Football. Poor Sony.
Yeah.
And then Sony. Didn't they have like plans for a PS4 or whatever?
Of course they do. They have to. I mean, if the 360 is already talking about, you know, their next console, they can't be left behind.
Okay, they have to, but can they is the thing.
They can. They'll do it. Like, no, I have no doubt that they will come out with the PS4, but it's the fact of how well it's going to be or what new innovations they're going to have, because they are failing at innovation, because that PSP Go, no one talks about that anymore. It killed.
What?
Like their handheld market. Like that was just such a stupid thing to make. Like, it's all digital. And all those games you fucking bought over the last 4 years, you can't use them.
Gone!
Buy them again! And then, like, the PS3 network got hacked. The PSN network got hacked.
Probably one of the biggest. Yeah.
And those people, they couldn't get games during that time. That's all based on that network, and once that network goes down, well you can't do anything.
Well,
you're
nobody
done.
Nobody was even using PSP Go by the time that happened.
Yeah. Well, you know, people who did, you know, they were stuck, you know. And now the Vita is coming out, which is what? It's supposed to be a combination, isn't it? Of the Go and the PSP?
I'm not sure exactly. I haven't really looked into the Vita. I know they have actual games, though.
We should have brought George into this to talk about Sony stuff.
Yep.
He's our Sony mongoose.
He's our little Sony fanboy that we go to for all this stuff.
The one we pick on because of it.
Yeah. Can we talk about pizza in a jar?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we can. What do you want to talk about?
Link is right there.
Let's
make pizza in a jar for portable, kid-friendly, somewhat shelf-stable ways.
Somewhat.
That looks disgusting.
Anytime. That looks delicious.
That looks pretty gross.
Basically, you just throw all of the pizza ingredients into a jar, put some bread on top of it,
and then claim it's not vomit.
Yeah. Wow. Swear up and down it's not vomit, even though you probably threw up a little bit in there when you were...
I'm going to do this one day.
That's okay. A little throw up never hurt anybody.
You know how this became.
Well...
Right? Someone was just really high one day and was like, what happens if I make a pizza in a jar?
No, they probably didn't have, like, a thing to cook a pizza with. They're just like, man, I just got these jars.
Yeah, when you're high, any idea seems like a good idea. So, like, I can totally make a pizza.
They were stupid enough to run with the idea of making a pizza in a jar.
Yeah, he was high. It was a damn good idea for him.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's loving it. So it's like... Do you eat it with a spoon, or do you slap it out?
The thing is, what from that article I read, it seems like they're marketing it for kids.
Oh, yeah. Like,
that's a kid thing.
They got small hands. Fit right in.
Yeah. Here, shut the fuck up. Have a pizza.
In a jar.
Here's a spoon.
They got to break it like a piggy bank.
It's all hot.
And then they eat the glass shards.
You break it, and it's in the same shape.
Just stays the same.
Doesn't spill, stays in that jar form. Like, okay.
You just kind of attack it from there. Just turn your head to the side and just nibble on the side.
Yeah, then you just start eating.
So when you buy your pizza, you know, it's hot in the box and you can grab the box and transport the pizza. How does it work in a jar? Like, do you grab the jar?
No. You don't grab it.
Jar directly.
I don't. Well, then how? What?
Gloves. Just,
they give you oven mitts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I bought a pizza and a jar for lunch today. Let me go grab my oven mitts.
Yeah, see, there you go. You got the right idea.
Grab tongs. We can carry it around.
I touch the glass jar.
Like a big old set of tongs.
Stupid.
And keep it jar a safe tongs. Distance away from you while it cools.
Hey, what you got for lunch, you faggot? Oh, deep in a jar. That's all. Oh, it burns.
Here, cash.
Hey, you want a pizza? Yeah, I love pizza. Here you go.
Let me crack it open
in a jar.
let me just crack open a pizza real quick. Oh, that's terrible.
People come up with weird shit.
That's cool.
Why is there a leaf on top? I know.
Real quick, I found a new way of exercising, and not by new way I mean just joining in with the people who hook up entertainment consoles to treadmills, and then calling it a day. Most of the time, like I can't do treadmills. My attention span is just so shit that like I've tried like listening to audiobooks and stuff like that, and I need visual help.
Yeah.
And so the other day, I hooked up my 360 to my treadmill, and since my monitor is a little LED monitor, it's super thin, I just put it up on the wall using some nails that were already in the wall from a picture, and just played my 360 there. And originally I was going to play Skyrim because I figured, all right, I can't do anything crazy, so I'm just going to play some Skyrim. Couldn't concentrate on it, so then I put it in Battlefield and played with you guys, and played for... I don't know how long.
About an 2 hours?
Yeah, just under 2 hours, somewhere in there. Walked 3.5 miles.
Damn.
Yeah. It was, I didn't even realize it. Like, literally, by the time I was done, I just was like, oh shit. And I looked down at the distance and was like, oh, wow, 3.4 miles. What the fuck? You know, and I'm okay with that. It went by in a flash. And, like, when I got off of the treadmill, though, like, my legs were so used to walking that I was just kind of, like, wobbling for a second, and I kind of had to sit down first, and then.
Sit down and your feet are still walking.
Yeah, I was like, okay, wait, my legs, nope, they're not working right now.
We got a lot of things done that day. You got your exercise, Terry got a new squat episode up.
It's true. And I didn't do so bad either. After you get used to it, like, the first few matches was really tough because you're moving, you know? but after you get used to it, it becomes a lot easier. And now I'm going to go buy a shelf one of these days so it looks pretty the next time I do it. Not just the monitor up on two nails on the wall.
Very looking.
Ghetto looking.
Yeah. So that's cool. I like that.
Trying to lose me some weight.
Yep. And that's the only way that I'm going to be able to do that and be on there for more than like 20
like, guys,
minutes.
Guys, I got
to
go exercise. Let's play some Battlefield. Yeah.
Field.
That's the thing. Like, that'll get me to play Field more, I think. Or other games,
that's
really.
That's good, because
Bernie Burns did that for to play. He played through come on, Terry, that game you played.
Red Dead Redemption?
Dead Rising.
Dead Space. He played through Dead Space 2 on a treadmill. Like, he didn't. He never played Dead Space unless he was on the treadmill, and he lost, like, 40 pounds or something like that.
It's because he had to physically run to get away from
aliens. Just running away from big-ass aliens.
Being scared of fuck.
Like, if I could hook my computer up next to the treadmill and play Star Wars while I'm doing it, I don't think I'd ever leave. Or I would to sleep, but I would just turn it off and take a nap right there.
On the treadmill, just lay down.
Yeah. Like, Kevin Rose has the treadmill, like, desk. It's like a desk that goes around the top of a treadmill, and, right. Like, he has his computer and stuff hooked up to it, and he just walks while he's doing his own shit. I would like that. That would be really nice to have.
You get the bike thing, the little bike thing. You just sit down at your desk while you're just pedaling. You're good.
Oh, like a spin thing?
Yeah,
the bike thing.
I have no idea what it's called. I just know it's spin class.
The spin bike thing. Yeah. Sit on it. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be neat, but that would, I don't know, I think that'd bother me more.
Yeah.
On a bike in front of my desk.
Knees be going everywhere.
Biking at my desk.
Biking at my desk.
It's just my I just need something to entertain myself. Originally, I was just going to watch movies or whatever, but I figured games would be more distracting for me.
Yeah.
And, so, and it's true. It's true, though. Movies work, too, because, I mean, if you walk through a movie or whatever, then it's you know that you've walked for an hour and a half or however long the movie is.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It just depends how much you could get done in that time.
Well, it's like the movie, it's like you watch it. I'd say with like games, you're a little more interactive towards it, so it. I
just need a way of having my keyboard and mouse somewhere to where I can use them on the treadmill, and then I'm good to go. I do have my old tabletop, though.
There you go.
At it over there. Maybe I can fashion up something that way.
Throw something together.
Like a gaming treadmill device.
You can edit while you're doing the treadmill.
Oh fuck no, dude! That I can't do that.
<It's> terrible.
It'd be cool to do commentating, like
That
would be good for you, but not so much for the people who listen to you.
Yeah,
guys,
people listen.
I'm so tired.
It's okay.
So I need to get more wood.
Just gotta go
3 miles now.
Just gonna go over here and punch that tree real quick.
It's like I finally broke 5 miles. Oh god!
Feeling good.
Jim, I'm just gonna knock out for a sec. Okay,
just give me a second. Take a little break. This whole time, just like
I know. Right?
These are your little pets. I also had to take my shoes off too. My shoes are not good running shoes at all, so they're very uncomfortable after a while. So I just took them off. Just walk around my flop. I want to go get New Balances. I hear nothing but good things about them.
I want those shoes with the little toes in them. Those look awesome.
I don't know. Ninja shoes.
Shoes.
Be the biggest nerd on the running around the park. Just like running sitting down at the bench, taking a break, just with your legs up, wiggling your toes. Going.
Just make everyone around me jealous. Man, I could wiggle
like,
my toes.
Like waving at people with your toes. Like, hello.
Hey,
those are pretty.
Those are funny. I've seen those. Those are funny. I laugh every time.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm a foot guy. Like, I'll go walk around outside in my bare feet, go walk to the mailbox and stuff like that. So I need those shoes.
I can't
those
do
shoes
that.
Are for me.
Rocks hurt.
Yeah, rocks hurt. I can't do that.
I don't think they're terribly expensive either, Terry. I think they're like $40.
They are expensive.
Oh, are they?
I'm going to Google it. Feet. Shoes.
Toe shoes, dumbass.
What? Toe shoes.
Feet toe shoes.
Feet shoes.
Feet toe shoes.
feet toe.
Shoes for Ninja feet toe shoes.
The cheapest one that came up is $60.
Damn.
Yeah.
But you would make good use of them.
Try new.
I would. I'd be the coolest guy on the block.
Even cooler than that guy that has the power glove.
Who's that cool guy with the power glove on his foot?
Yeah, I was just playing Nintendo. Hanging out.
With his feet.
Oh, I'm tired. I drank a bunch of coffee, so tired. Yeah, but I didn't sleep for shit. My body
still got sleep. I had a weird ass Dead Island dream yesterday, and I couldn't fall asleep.
Oh, I want to talk about that elephant dream I had. It's real quick. the other night, I dreamt that I was at my aunt's house, and they had like this miniature elephant as like a pet, but it was more like a transportation device. And she's like, no, it's cool. It's you could sit on him and ride him around. I'm like, what? And she goes, no, it's cool. Just sit on him. And then I dreamt that I rode this tiny little miniature elephant around this house, like super small, like maybe 2 feet high type of thing, where I had to keep my knees bent, you know? And yeah, like if I had a crown, that would be it.
It'd be funny if it made like a little buzzing noise while you were riding around.
Why would it sound like a horse?
That was a failed attempt. Making
horse elephants.
Horrifying.
Orphan.
Oh, come on. Ain't that bad.
Yeah, it was.
So what was your dream about Dead Island, Alex?
You know what? I don't know, but I remember there was a lot of laughing.
Yeah?
Probably because that's all we did yesterday in Dead Island.
Yeah, I'm actually really surprised at how fun you had.
Look at this zombie. What a faggot.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that was the whole dream. I guess it was too funny.
That was a dream.
Just go around calling zombies.
Just out of breath the whole dream. I can't laugh anymore.
Wait, stop. I'm
gonna throw up.
I promised myself I wouldn't.
I haven't had a good night's sleep in a while.
Me either. It's really terrible because I've been trying to sleep well, and then it just get one day fucks it all up. You know, one day I play Star Wars till 4 a.m. Whatever. Just, nope, that's it.
Getting up at 6 in the morning every day for work.
Yep. Go to bed earlier.
I get up at 6
I can because you guys are like 3 hours behind me. So when it's like 12 here, it's still 9 for you guys.
Yeah, that's early.
That's, yeah.
That's when the night starts.
Like, yeah, it's like I can't go to bed now.
That's not even a joke either. Like most of our filming starts at like 9 p.m.
that's California time for me as well. I go to sleep at 10.
Yeah. Not Fridays or Saturdays.
That's true. No, Saturdays I do. Not Thursdays or Fridays.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Which is my Friday and Saturday.
Right. That's what I meant, too.
Yeah.
I meant Thursday, yeah. Friday, but I meant that's your Friday, Saturday. Yep.
Yeah.
For people who have worked and have a schedule, they know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
All the kids that are fucking 18 and under, they have no idea. What? Monday? Tuesday?
Fuck you, little kids.
There you go. Wise words coming from us again. Words of encouragement.
You tell.
Get a job.
Get a real job.
Fuck you, little kids. Get a real job.
Fuck your paper route. Son, I am disappointed.
I never had a paper route. Did you guys?
I never did.
No.
No, I mostly stuck with mowing lawns and shoveling snow.
Yeah, shoveling snow is my big thing.
We don't get snow here.
We know you don't.
Anyways.
We did once.
We did once, that's true. It actually kind of snowed on my birthday, my 18th birthday. It was awesome.
Aren't you lucky?
Yep.
Yeah, happy birthday, Dwight.
Yeah.
So God's present was like golf ball size hail.
Sweet.
Real cool. Welcome to the real world.
You're 18 now.
This is when shit gets real.
You gotta deal with this shit.
Welcome to the real world, sucker.
Dodge these balls of ice.
I had something to talk about. And Then I lost it. Talking about jobs. I lost it. Talking about jobs.
Jobs.
What did I have about jobs?
They're all that shit.
Oh, paper routes. I knew a guy who had a paper route, and he only worked 2 hours and 5 days out of the week. 2 hours, and he would deliver paper around 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. And he got $1,800 a month.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Dude, fucking paper routes? All you got, it's terrible hours, but, you know, well, it's 2 hours, so it's
2 hours that are
people 2 hours. 2 hours, yeah, every day or 5 days out of the week or whatever his thing was. And he would just cruise around the town throwing papers out of his car early in the morning, and he got shit tons of money for it.
Jesus.
And just for doing 2 hours real quick, you know?
He's selling drugs on the side.
And then
there's drugs in the
maybe,
paper.
Maybe.
Had cocaine in it.
Maybe. That would be a good way of delivering
stuff,
dude.
Like, where was this? I need to get down
California,
on that.
California, here. Yeah, in, I know, right? Yeah. And so, yeah, it's pretty crazy. Apparently those paper boys, they get paid a good amount of money. If you can cover a large area, like if you have a car, then you're good.
That's Terry right there.
Yeah, Terry, you should actually look into it. You're trying to get out of your job, but you got to realize, though, you're up at 3 a.m.
Yeah, it's 2 hours.
Up at 3 in the morning anyway.
Yeah, he doesn't even have to pull an all-nighter. What the hell?
Well, yeah, I guess. But he was the guy I was talking to. He wanted to actually get another job for the morning, you know? So, like, he would go to there, go do his paper shit, and then at 6 a.m. or something like that, he'd start his other job. And that, you know, plus however money that is, and you got yourself a pretty good job.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you would have no time to do anything. You'd come home from that second job, fall asleep, wake up, do paper.
Yeah.
But even the paper thing, it was astonishingly the money.
Right.
The money. Good
money.
Paperwork.
Dude,
also,
sweet. Yeah. Just sit in your car. Throwing paper out the window, got your music going.
Fucking blasting death metal, 3 a.m.
Morning, everybody.
Wake the fuck up.
Just this tiny-ass little car going down the road. Just...
Oh, the paper's here.
Make sure you have a high-pitched exhaust, so it's just like...
No, you got to get one of those goat heads.
Yeah.
I should just get a segue and do it on that.
What up, everybody?
Beep, beep, beep.
Got your helmet on.
Good morning, just rolling down the street, 10 miles an hour on the Segway.
like head cocked down, arms out, spread, just.
Wow. $1,800 a month. What?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure he covered a pretty wide area, you know, and you got to be kind of prompt about
that
shit too.
How much can you cover in 2 hours?
Good amount, because you spend a second at a house. You just drive by, throw the fucking paper, and hope it lands on the house
or on their property at least.
Yeah, on their property. You just aim for the driveway. That's really it. Like, you have a large area there. Hit the car. I don't give a
paper in our driveway all the time.
Yeah,
they don't care.
Yeah,
throw it in the driveway.
Yeah. So I mean, you don't have to go fast, and since there's basically no cars out at that time, you just fucking whoop.
Yeah, dude.
Crazy, like, I know.
$450 a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad at all for a week.
Yeah, so if you guys are looking for a job out there, just check your local newspaper place. You know?
Assuming they're still around.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, they're a dying breed, so good luck with that. They're probably hanging on to the people that they have already.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure the people they have already are hanging on to them. Good money. I can't lose this job.
Pretty crazy. No. And we live in a small town, too, so... Well, medium-sized town now.
Yeah, it's not small anymore.
Yeah, it's not small anymore. We got Costco.
Is there a Costco now?
Oh, yeah. You haven't been here in a while. Yeah, we got a Costco,
I've
dude.
I've been down there just to visit, but...
Like, we have a whole new section of town.
Yeah,
and
the place where the Bass Pro is in.
Well, I've that's been... the second part.
Oh.
That's the second one. Then we're getting like a little strip mall or something down there now, too.
Jesus.
So, it's crazy. But yeah, we got a Costco.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Costco.
Not a legitimate city until you get Costco.
That's true.
It is not.
Because before then, it's just Walmart. and that's terrifying to go into.
Yeah.
It's not even, like, gross to go in. It's terrifying to go into.
You ever made the mistake of going to Walmart on the first of the month?
Wouldn't no, why? That? What's what the first of the
it's
month?
It's when people get food stamps.
Oh, ooh. Really?
Yeah. So you go in there, and it's just fucking packed with the nastiest people you've ever seen. It's...
I will never go.
Yeah.
I hardly ever go to Walmart. Like, Walmart is my last, like, place to go when I'm looking for something.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if I'm searching for something, I will go to every... I won't go to Kmart, though. That's just... it's depressing.
Kmart is like...
Kmart's depressing here.
You don't go to Kmart.
Kmart is very depressing.
Do they sell half-stocked shelves everywhere?
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. Yeah, the half-stocked shelves.
This is what it looks like when a place is dying.
And I'm actually surprised that you guys have that, too, because I've always noticed that the Kmart has... There's nothing. Just empty.
And, the thing with Kmart, too, is that even though their aisles are labeled... you go down any aisle and you'll find everything in that aisle. Because people just pick up stuff and drop it everywhere, and they don't bother fixing that. Yeah. So I don't go to Kmart, but I'll check Target, Best Buy, I'll check every other place. And then the last thing is I guess I could try Walmart. And then I go to Walmart, and halfway through the store, I don't want to be in there anymore, so I just leave.
Nope.
Not worth it.
Don't want it that bad.
Yeah.
Or do you?
So now I'm actually, I've grown more keen on actually checking the stores online first. So if I think Walmart might have something, I'll check online and then check to see if my store has stock. And if it does, then I'll go.
I typically would just call ahead and be like, hey, you got this? Cool. Awesome.
I don't want to talk to those people.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to people.
God, you guys are antisocial.
Yep.
I'm talking to them. Fuck
it's
that.
Just easier to go on their website, put, diapers. You guys got diapers?
Diapers for?
Well, wait a minute. Projects. What do you need diapers for?
Projects.
Oh,
it's this new LED diaper I'm working on.
Okay.
It's going to revolutionize babies everywhere.
Glowing diapers. Alex would know. He used to work at Walmart.
Yeah, but we ain't never had anything that cool.
Exactly. Like, if you have a choice between getting ordinary, boring diapers or one where it's like a lighthouse.
Strobe.
Yeah, where it
looks
like babies dancing.
You'll never lose your baby again.
Yeah. Which one's my... Oh, there's my baby.
Mine's the one that's glowing blue.
Mine's the one that's blinding your baby.
Staring at it, burning his retinas.
That's cool.
I want an LED diaper for my kid.
Yes.
We all do.
LED diaper for myself.
Get on that, mate. Get on that.
So, real quick before we end this podcast. Actually, no, we've only been going for an hour and 12 some odd minutes, huh? We got a little bit more time. Apparently, the Dropbox app for Android users got automatic photo syncing and file and stuff like that. Like, so you can, it'll give you 5 gigs of space, and there's the app, the Android app, will automatically upload pictures and stuff as you take them to your Dropbox.
Nice.
Which I think is awesome, because the thing I hate most is transferring shit off of my phone onto my computer. It doesn't take long, but I just
annoying.
If I can get rid of that, but awesome. You know, so if I take a picture and it automatically uploads it to Dropbox, it saves me a lot of time right there, you know?
That's cool.
Yeah. Save just a little
button pushes.
Little tidbit.
Just a little boop, boop, boop there.
Yep.
A little boop, diddy boop.
Alex knows where I was going with that.
Yeah. I need to get it, because I hate transferring shit back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when I got books that I read.
How do you read on your cell phone, dude? How are
it's
you doing?
It's easy
that?
For me. I don't know. I just don't realize that I'm reading a book when I start reading.
I don't know what I'm doing. I thought I was playing a game.
Wait a minute.
Edumacating yourself.
Why am I doing so much reading? What is this?
You'll look at me and it looks like I'm staring at the screen looking at words. But I don't even realize I'm doing that. Like, there's this whole picture playing in my head.
this really long text.
And then I realized I'm watching a movie.
You think I'm reading the book, but I'm watching a movie. Got Netflix on my phone.
got Netflix up in my brain. What's up?
That would be awesome.
That's not how you sit on a couch.
Can we make that happen, please? Are you joking or is this real?
It's real to me.
How expensive is the operation? So how many do you guys all have Androids?
I do.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. How often do you use the voice shit?
Never.
Like, it's a text.
You use it to text?
When I drive, yeah.
Really? Yeah. Does it work well when you're driving?
Yes. You just gotta really speak clearly and in a monotone voice. That's all.
I don't care what you are.
Yeah,
my house is on fire.
Yeah.
Help.
Fire.
911.
I am having a call.
Honestly, you could fill up 6 pages worth of text like that. Now, if you do it in public, you know, it might be a little weird, but...
Hey, bro.
There are people staring at me.
See, that's fine for RoboGruff, because, see.
People walking by just like, oh, dude, it's a fucking robot.
He's talking.
Oh, he's talking. Take a picture of it.
Take a picture of me with it.
Got random ass people like posing around you. Hey, what the fuck are you doing? Like, oh, shit.
The voice to text is pretty convenient when driving.
It's become self-aware. It's gone AWOL. Kill it.
I like I could change my phone to like driving mode or whatever, and it'll read text to me as I get them, which is awesome. So like, because I always have my phone hooked up to my stereo anyways when I'm listening to music. And when I get a text message, it'll pause my music, read the text out loud, who it's from and everything, and then it'll play my music again. Freaking awesome.
That's cool. Does it do that automatically? Or...
No, you have to, like, there's a button I have on my home screen that's, like, I can enable drive mode or driving mode.
I gotta look for that.
Yeah, it came with my phone.
Oh.
Like part of it.
Came with my phone.
See.
But you could probably get it.
Well, is it, like, a little thing. Icon thing that's
it's
there?
It's a widget.
Ah. Right, yeah, I'm looking right now for fucking widgets.
Pretty neat.
Yes, let's see.
Super neat or keen.
It's really cool.
So, there's a story here on Kotaku, go figure, about The Witcher 2. And I want to know what happened to that game. Like, why is it still coming up? I don't know anybody who's ever played it. I mean, I played it for a little bit, and then it was too difficult. Like, I couldn't understand how to do shit.
Is it like Witcher 2 Something of Kings or whatever?
No, it's Witcher 2 Dev Diary Might Answer Your Questions About the Xbox Version. That's the title of the story.
What is it?
The Witcher 2 Development Diary Might Answer Your Questions About the Xbox Version.
I didn't even know they had a Witcher 2 for Xbox.
That's...
I thought it was a PC game.
I know that
is a PC game, but they are porting it to Xbox.
It's interesting. That's
who made the game?
I don't know. Who made the game, Dwight?
Good question.
You played it.
I did. Reading through this article, probably better just to Google.
Probably.
Who made Witcher 2? Hold on, it's loading.
Today, Dwight.
Atari. Namco.
Namco?
Warner Brothers.
Namco's been making some pretty good games lately.
It wasn't Namco.
It says right here, Namco Bandai Partners. Publishers. Microsoft Windows, CD Projekt, Atari, Namco Bandai, 1C Company, Synergex D Argentina, Warner Brothers.
Come on, boy, pick a fucking company.
They're all there. The developer is CD Projekt Red. There you go. Those were all the publishers, but the developer is CD Projekt with a K, Red.
Ooh,
because
the
they're edgy. Because
they can't spell.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be all elementary and cute like. Yeah.
They're trying to be all elementary.
Lemonade with the backwards E. You know.
Yep, you nailed it.
Yeah. That's what they were doing.
They blew it. We need more co-op games to play.
True.
Yep.
Yep.
But the thing, games cost money.
Yep. Yes. Yes, they do.
They do cost money.
That is something we don't have.
And I have bills to pay.
We all have bills to pay. That's nice. Well,
we're not all of us.
Oh, oh, this guy.
Get out of here, Adam. Grown up.
GTFO.
Get your ass out of here.
Get done with the do.
No, but it's not just that they cost money, but we're running out of options.
Yeah, we're actually running out of games, period.
Like, we don't know
the thing is, though,
anymore.
I'm really excited to play Garry's Mod more. Like, I just kind of want to play Garry's Mod now, you know, on the side, just to play it.
Yeah.
I think we need to find another working space mod server on Garry's Mod.
Space mod is awesome. It takes so space much life.
Yeah, you need to download a lot of mods and maps and
I don't think I've ever played space mod.
You haven't, because me and Terry have explained space mods to you like every time we bring it up. But it's awesome. Like, you have to create everything. Like, you have to create your engines, a fuel source. You need to convert space air to oxygen.
That just sounds like another job.
Yeah, and it's awesome. And then you got to like craft a spaceship that's able to fly. And once you're up
seal
in space,
so
yeah,
you're not
you have to seal
oxygen.
It. Yeah. You got to make more oxygen than you lose, and like you have to land on a planet, or you can land on a planet. You don't have to actually
have
leave
to
anyway.
Anything.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything.
You
just
hang
out
on the planet. You're right.
Yeah. And you can go to other planets, and you have to try to make the planet. Again, I keep saying have to, but you can go to other planets to try to make them inhabitable. Like, you can put oxygen generators and stuff around, and you can make a space station.
That's
and
pretty.
It's really involved.
Yeah,
and
it's pretty intricate for a mod.
Yeah, and you have to like. You have to build all these machines too. Like, you have to wire and circuit them, and like they'll explode if they overheat. And
it was like Space Alpha.
It was so but it's Spaceman Alpha was not involved at all. Everything was already pre-made.
Yeah.
This you have to make everything. It was so awesome.
Death Race.
Yeah, we had to do Death Races.
I think I did that one with Terry once.
Or parkour maps too.
You didn't have like half the textures, so I ended up playing by myself.
Yeah, pretty much. Everything was like pink.
Like
I didn't know
usual.
What was going
on. Everything was pink. I was so scared.
That fixed, thankfully. I didn't have Counter Strike installed.
Installed Counter Strike, and it was just night and day for him. Yeah. Oh, I can see stuff now.
Whoa!
The sky isn't tripping out anymore.
That's another thing with Garry's Mod. Just to play the game, good. You have to install four or seven other
games. You need Half-Life 2 and Counter. Those are the two big ones.
Team Fortress 2 now, too, as well,
yeah,
actually.
Well, it's free now, so there's no excuse
and
for
Lost
you.
Coast.
And Lost Coast, yeah. And Deathmatch. So, it's weird.
Wait, so telling me that right now you guys have all those installed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, then, I need to start downloading some more things.
Get that torn
up. Use the Source Engine, you need it.
Yeah, that's it. If it uses a Source Engine, then you need it.
Well, yeah, I need
I'm
to.
Down for some Death Race.
Yeah, we can do that. That's good.
We'll do that once I have everything downloaded. God damn it!
It's a download.
So
that's
true.
I've never actually played Garry's Mod.
Neither have I.
Yeah,
you're both terrible people.
Yeah, so.
No, I'm not.
Cool story.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys need to get Garry's. It's like $10.
It's $10. You got to buy all the other games too.
Yeah, I just opened up my Steam.
Do you have Half-Life 2 and Counter-Strike Source and
Episode 1 and Episode 2 and
Lost Coast? Is that where you have to buy other shit?
Deathmatch and Lost Coast.
It's called Garry's Mod.
No, I know what it is, but do you have to buy other shit? I don't know anything about it. Well, I
need Half-Life 2 and Counter-Strike Source.
At
Team
least.
Fortress. Yeah, those two are the two main ones. And now Team Fortress, I guess.
And Deathmatch. Deathmatch is
Fortress.
Actually needed.
And Lost Coast.
And Lost Coast. They have
Lost Coast.
And Episode 1 and 2.
I don't think you actually need Episode 1 and 2, but it does help to have, because everything that you add adds to your arsenal of things that you can spawn. And then you have to get like other mods on top of it. Like the Phoenix mod was really popular back when. Then you got to download maps as well.
A bunch of car mods.
Well, they made that all so much easier now.
Yeah, now you can get it. Yeah, the toy box. Oh God, how awesome is the toy box? First off,
amazing.
It's fantastic. So good job on that. That made our lives a lot easier.
Make it work better for multiplayer though.
Yeah, that would be nice. I want to, if I get a gun that I own and then I start a server, I want people to be able to see that gun. A lot of things I still don't understand about how Gary's Mod works.
So far, we've been able to play maps and different game modes, I guess.
I played a parkour thing the other day on the live stream, and it was horrible. Like, it was, you have to, like, run up against the wall, and then, like, you have to, as soon as you hit the wall, you have to jump and hit the opposite direction at the same time, and
you were playing Mirror's Edge.
But it was really bad, Mirror's Edge.
So. Gary's Edge.
Gary's Edge.
Yeah, not as pretty as... I follow Gary, too, on Twitter, and he's always talking about, like, new updates and stuff like that, and complaining about stuff that breaks, or added this thing where you can, like, adjust bones or something in NPCs now, or something like that. Something about bones. And that intrigued me.
You know what I want is DLC for Payday.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because there's like six. You gotta play the rest of the game, Dwight. Those other levels are some other shit.
Yeah, I know. I know. I do.
What game?
Payday.
Payday the Heist.
Fucking me and Terry, you had to blast through like the last three levels alone, with nothing but our dicks in our hands.
Cool. And those did not help.
It's ridiculous.
It's how we rob banks.
Oh, you rob banks?
Yeah, well, it's a heist game.
Well, it's not only banks.
So, yeah, like, right, sometimes you have to get like a like that one guy we had to send off in a helicopter or whatever. We had to protect him. Like, we broke him out of jail.
Oh my God, I hated
protected
that.
Him. And then we
right,
like
just sit right here and
we tied him to a chair and a helicopter flies by and just rips him off of the roof in like half a second.
That was, sounds interesting.
It was fucking awesome because like just 1 second he's there and then poof and he's gone.
Gone.
Yeah. Come on!
We also need to play Magicka again. Magicka. I feel like we didn't give that game enough chance for like as cool as it was.
I need to download that again.
So that's another multiplayer game we could play.
And that cricket.
Alien Swarm 2? We There's need to play that. No, I'm saying Alien Swarm T-O-O.
Is there anything new for Alien Swarm? Because I thought there was like only four levels or something like that.
We couldn't even get past one level. What do you care about the other three?
Right. Flying off the handle there.
I'm just saying, we can't complain about the lack of levels until we've done the other, you know, we finished them. That game is ridiculously hard.
Yeah, it is. Like, what the fuck?
Because you, like, need an engineer or somebody to, like...
You need an engineer and three medics.
And a lot of balls.
Well, I got plenty of those.
Yeah. So. we got the balls required.
There's also Left 4 Dead that we need to play again.
Yeah, I want to play more custom maps. Like, those were a lot of fun to play, the custom maps.
And people seem to enjoy those. Like,
they seem to. Yeah. They like Grand Theft Auto a lot more, but the thing is...
There's, like, nothing else to do.
Yeah.
It always ends in the airport.
Yeah. I have no doubt that we'll revisit
Grand Theft Auto. Oh, again.
Mm-hmm. I have no doubt that we'll revisit it, you know? Like, we'll come back to it, but it, I don't know how
I'd like to play be. Grand Theft Auto 5, you know?
Yo, I'm ready to go back to San Andreas.
Yeah. Nice and fresh, and and we wouldn't have the
Hopefully
whole
Hopefully the multiplayer will work better, too.
Yeah.
You know, it won't be all poopy. Like 4 is. It's very picky about who it lets in and who it doesn't. Like, there was times
where
Terry would be able to join, but then Alex couldn't join. And then we backed out, and Alex can join, but then Terry couldn't join. And then I couldn't join. And
you will never be able to play.
Not on this server. Never with him.
He can. Mm-mm. No.
You can't. No. Those shoes? No.
No.
You? No.
It's the picky bouncer.
That son of a bitch. All right, so what else do we have to talk about? We're closing up in about an hour and a half or so now. Anybody got anything to announce?
I don't know if you want to tell them about the next thing we're going to film.
I don't.
Okay, that's my money.
I like keeping it a surprise.
You guys get nothing.
Yeah, fuck you. There is no team LPs coming out ever.
Yeah, for the rest of the year, we're done.
Yeah, we got. We're done.
That's wrong break. Sorry.
We're on break. Going on with the team.
Spring break starting in February.
Get an early jump on it.
Yep.
It's just the right thing to do.
All right. So is that it? We all done? Yeah. We all tuckered out?
Yes.
I think that's it.
All right. Well, thanks again, everybody, for coming and listening to the Team Mongoose podcast every Friday.
Yeah.
Bringing you very slow-moving action because we're not very active people in the afternoon.
We're getting old.
Yeah. We really should record these Thursday night so we're, more active. But, Terry, you were just dead yesterday.
Yep.
So was I. 10 o'clock rolled around and I was tired.
Three of us. We're just like, yeah.
Dead to the world. Whatever.
So, we'll see you next Friday. And,
this is Team Mongoose.
Signing out.
Signing out. Blasting off.